Welcome back to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Continuing now our look at the film industry in Michigan. Yesterday, we got the view from Michigan-based actor Peter Carey. Today, we welcome Carrie Jones. She's the outgoing executive director of the Michigan Film Office.
Producers love Michigan because they can come in and they can land at the airport in 30 minutes. They can be in the cutest small town they've ever seen. They can be in an urban area or they can be in rural farmland. We've got world-class infrastructure. We've got great studios, great post-production facilities, all of these things. And then we also have a really talented workforce. We have a great story to tell, so that's one of my main roles of my job is to be able to tell that story.
And the second part of her job is to administer the film industry incentives. Carrie, you've just begun the new fiscal year for the film office, so it's fiscal 2013, and the purse is actually fatter than it was in fiscal 2012 in terms of incentives?
It is. So we started this fiscal year with about $58 million. We had a project that pulled out last minute, and so we were able to roll that money forward. So we have 58, which is a good sum. And so I think that we're going to really be able to attract a lot of really great projects. We've had scouts in from major studios looking at Michigan the last several weeks, and people are excited about it. This year was definitely a rebuilding year for us, but the people that came in had good experiences, and so I think that's really setting the stage in a nice way for next year.
Now, Michigan is one of 40 states plus District of Columbia to offer subsidies to film and television producers. So we've got that $58 million, which is not quite where it was when Michigan was absolutely at one point tops in the nation before the program was scaled back. So where does that $58 million that is available right now, where does that put us in the running in the pack?
It still puts us in the top 10. So, you know, we were at one point, we were, you know, number one in the nation. Mm-hmm. Now we're still in the top 10. I mean, we're really competitive with states like Georgia, North Carolina, Massachusetts. Even, you know, Louisiana gets, right now they get the most production in the country, probably other than New York and California. But we're still pretty competitive with them because we've got, you know, in addition to our incentive, which is really competitive, you know, those other things I mentioned, our infrastructure, our workforce, and our locations really are attractive to people.
Now, that $50 million, I know it's $50 million plus you had the $8 million that
Correct.
Was left on the table. That's for this fiscal year. What we hear from people, for example, like Peter, when he was talking with us yesterday, the concern in the community of crew, technical, and performing people is that's just for this fiscal year, and producers don't know what'll be available next year, the following fiscal year. I guess I'm curious, is there a way of being able to lock in a set figure so that they could build and go forward instead of kind of wondering each year how much might it be to make it stronger?
Right, right. Well, the way that our program is set up is that it is an annual appropriation. So
right.
At this point, we are going, you know, annually. But I think, you know, our legislation, it has a five-year sunset. So, we've got that consistency that people are, you know, taking comfort in.
Explain that to me.
Oh, yeah. So we have the legislation that was signed into law last December it governs our program. It says what our program is, how much of an incentive we're going to give, all of those things. And that is in effect until the end of 2017. So while we don't know how much money we'll have every year, we know that we've got a program that's in place until 2017.
There's certainly no doubt, and you put it delicately, it was a kind of a rebuilding year this past year, and we have certainly heard from the performers and from people who are in the technical side of things that the flood of productions dried to a trickle once the cap, that unlimited cap went away, and it was scaled back. Now, I remember hearing the argument that we were losing 72 cents for every dollar of credit issued based on this study done by Ernst & Young. There was that net loss in tax revenue. But when you looked at that multiplier effect, that indirect spending and the induced spending that those credits generated in hotels and restaurants and the businesses, that Ernst & Young study said each dollar of tax credit generated $5.92 in new Michigan business sales and $2.05 in additional resident income. How was that not a good thing to continue as was for Michigan and its people?
Well, I think that it's, with that study, it depends on, you know, what side you're looking at it from.
Sure.
And with a lot of studies that you can, you know, if you're looking at what revenue is coming back to the state versus, you know, what the multiplier is.
Yes.
And so you know, I think that that was a determination made by, you know, that we wanted to look at what tax revenue was coming back, and that, you know, and it wasn't as strong of a return as some of the other programs. So that determination was made. But I think that, you know, big picture, the thing to look at is that with $25 million, we had 20% of all of the state's business incentives. With $50 million, we have 30% of all of the state's business incentives. So the film incentive program is, looking at it statewide, is still a very prominent program. That may not be the right word, but it is a priority program. You know, 30% of every incentive in the state. I mean, that's a lot. So any money that's going to bring in, you know, advanced manufacturing companies or, you know, any kind of company, you know, we're getting 1/3 of all of that. And that's substantial.
I was an extra on Real Steel. It was the fall of 2010. And then I was an extra on Ides of March in spring of 2011. And it really hit me. There were so many people who were getting work because of those productions, whether it be – I talked to a lot of folks who had been laid off from the auto industry who were putting on suits and dresses and showing up to be extras in Real Steel. They had a place to go every day, and for weeks and weeks, actually, they had work with that. There were wardrobe people. There were stylists. There were caterers. There were security guards. Certainly the Michigan-based actors. I guess what would you say to those folks who did feel like the chair got kicked out from under them when the program was retrenched and they were left twisting in the wind, in a sense, because the work is not there the way it was? What would you say to those folks?
Yeah, I am so excited about where we're headed. I mean, some of the projects that we've been talking to, and, you know, they haven't applied yet, so I can't really say anything.
Sure.
But, I mean, we have got such great things coming, and I'm really excited about it. And so I think that people are going to see they're going to see a lot of production in their neighborhoods again. They're going to see a lot of they're going to see a lot of celebrities, you know, at our local, you know, eateries and watering holes. So, you know, I think that there's something really fun in addition to, you know, the jobs and things created about having a production in your community and having the productions in the state. And, you know, with the productions that I know that are looking at us seriously and that we anticipate getting applications in for pretty soon, it's going to be an exciting year. 2013 will be fun.
People are going to be seeing a difference, and it'll be because you certainly saw it all around Michigan in like 2009, 2010, 2011. You know, you get stories. Oh, there's Gerard Butler at the Michigan State game. You know, kinds
right,
of things.
Exactly.
So they are getting out and about, and they did get a chance. Then what I'm hearing is they did get that chance to see Michigan and what Michigan had to offer.
Right. No, and they love it. Like, the actors, the producers, everybody that comes in loves it. So we had Low Winter Sun, which is the AMC pilot, was here, and they wrapped a couple weeks ago. But they just loved Michigan. And the way that they talked about, you know, they're in Detroit, they're headquartered in Detroit, the way that they talked about Detroit, the way that they talked about Michigan people, I mean, it is, you know, there is something so special about this state. And I think that, you know, people just pick up on that. It's our work ethic, but it's also just this, you know, there's just something really special about people from Michigan. And so it's, you know, you've got all of these people who are, I think, you know, it's within our DNA to be creative and to be entrepreneurial and to be doing all of these things. And so, you know, it's really great to be able to showcase that. And then they love coming back because who can blame them?
Now for local, for Michigan-based filmmakers, what would you say? Is there, dare I say, preference given? Is there an expedited, a closer look or a faster track for local producers?
You know, we are so excited about, I mean, our indigenous film community in Michigan. And even, you know, this year where the, you know, by in our rebuilding year, there's been so much Michigan production, and there's so many creative and smart and passionate people here, and we love being able to help them. You know, we incentivize Michigan projects and are thrilled to be able to do so for those people that just need that little extra help to get their project going. So, you know, this year we've had a number of really great Michigan projects that we've been able to support, and we're really excited about it, and we'll continue to do so. But you know, we still put them through the same, you know, everybody goes through kind of the same paces. We make sure you have your money. We want to see, you know, make sure you're hiring lots of Michigan people, all those things.
Carrie, where do you see Michigan's film industry, let's say in 5 years?
You know, I think that we are going to, you know, it, you know, if I'm looking into my crystal ball,
exactly.
You know,
surely.
I think that we are going to continue on a steady course. I think that the production levels that we had, you know, in 2010, we won't be there again. But I think it'll be more than we were at this year as well. So I think that we will continue to grow our production. And, you know, again, I'm really optimistic about heading into the future. I think we've got a lot of really good things happening.
Thanks for talking with us today on Stateside, Carrie.
Great. Thank you so much.
Carrie Jones is the outgoing executive director of the Michigan Film Office. Margaret O'Reilly takes over as Michigan's film chief on October 29th.